Worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. Again, Luke 10, starting at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered rightly, do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. Again, that was verses 25 to 42, Luke chapter 10. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the wisdom, the grace, and the power that we find in your word. Thank you for the ways your word is an anchor for us, a source of wisdom, a source of power, a source of joy, a source of strength, a source of encouragement, and so much more. More and more with every passing day, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word, and to be believers who are drawing on the wisdom that comes mightily and in a wonderful way into our lives as we hear your word and walk in its wisdom. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to pray with us at this time as well.
Father, we're so thankful that we can approach your throne today. And Father, we bring our listening family to you. Father, we pray that you would meet their every need. We're so thankful that you are a big God who can meet every need. So we bring those needs to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. A reminder, we encourage you to visit the AFA Resource Center, where you'll find online features and exclusive products to help equip you with the tools that help you to be a transformative voice in our culture, tools that will help you to be a better equipped disciple and kingdom warrior for the Lord Jesus Christ. The AFA Resource Center is a marketplace to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to help transform American culture. Visit AFA Resource Center. Again, go to resources.afa.net. Again, that's resources.afa.net. AFA Resource Center is a ministry of the American Family Association. We are honored to have as our phone guest today, Pam Hardy. She's the author of a book entitled Keeping Your Balance and subtitled Navigating Wisely Through the Challenges of Life. Pam, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing very, very well. Very well. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and grateful to get a chance to give you the opportunity to share about the message of your book, which again is one that probably every single listener really needs to draw wisdom from. So if you would, as we begin, would you take a few more moments to further introduce yourself and help our listeners to come to better know who Pam Hardy is before we really get into the message and the mission of the book?
Thank you, and I truly appreciate you having me on the program this morning, Pastor Joseph. I'm so excited to be able to discuss this book with you. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in a Christian home in Houston, Texas, and I consider it such an incredible blessing to be able to have grown up in a Christian home. Mm-hmm. Christ graciously called me to salvation when I was in my first year of college. I met my husband, Carrie, at the University of Houston when I was pursuing a degree in nursing, and he was in pharmacy school. So we met, and we eventually married in 1976. After graduating from college, I worked as a nurse for many years, and then in 1983, I had my first child, and I began my full-time career as a mother. We now have 4 grown children and 2 grandchildren, and they are a great joy to us. Even though my husband was a pharmacist for many years, eventually the Lord called him into the ministry. And so I have now been a pastor's wife for about 35 years. We spent many, many years at a large church in Los Angeles, and that was really where we raised our family. And then for the past 15 years, we have been in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. My husband is the senior pastor at Twin City Bible Church in Winston-Salem. And so at this point of our lives, we stay very busy with our family and our grandchildren and our church. And that's just a quick summary of where we are now.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that background. And I guess I'm thinking that the fact that you are a pastor's wife, that gives you a pretty unique perspective on actually quite a few different things in particular. But as we look at the book, your book entitled Keeping Your Balance, what would you say prompted you to write this book?
Yes. Over the past 20 or so years, I have been given many opportunities to teach women in Bible studies, in church conferences, and at retreats. And over those years, I have become more and more gripped by the importance of learning how to wisely balance the directives and the instruction that we are given in Scripture, especially about how we live our Christian lives. Sometimes the Bible gives us counsel in a particular area that can lead us down 2 distinct paths. And it's not that one path is good and one is not. Both paths are good and both are clearly taught in Scripture, but they can appear different to us. And so how do we know which scriptural direction in a certain area is the right one to follow in this particular situation or this particular circumstance in life? And I found that a danger is that we can put too much emphasis on one biblical teaching and possibly ignore another one. And there can be consequences when we don't know how to properly apply the instruction that we're given in Scripture. Let me just give you one example that I think will clarify what I'm talking about. One of the chapters in the book is called Patience and Confrontation. And so it's talking about the balance between those two things. We are obviously told in Scripture that as Christians, we are to be long-suffering, forgiving people. There are scores of verses that tell us we are to forgive others. And yet, when you study Scripture, you see that there are also many verses where we are instructed to speak truth in love and to confront sin directly with another person. So those two teachings would appear to be different. And so how do we know which one we're supposed to do, which one is right? Well, they're both right. they are both clearly taught in the Bible. It depends on the situation and what is the wisest thing to do in a particular circumstance. If you are always so patient with people that you never deal with sin issues, that's not good. Sometimes sin must be dealt with. Mm-hmm. Or you can actually go the other direction. You can get out of balance on the other side and become a harsh, critical, unforgiving person who is constantly confronting everyone on their sin. Mm-hmm. And that is not good either. So you can obviously be out of balance on either side. And so here is where progressive sanctification and growing in Christ are so essential. We need to regularly be studying God's Word. We need to ask the indwelling Holy Spirit to be our teacher, to guide us, to convict us. We need to fervently be seeking the Lord in prayer for His help. And when we do these things, we will become more discerning. And we will mature in our ability to apply Scripture properly in our lives. And we will therefore hopefully grow in our ability to find a God-honoring balance in crucial areas of life. So that is essentially what the book is about. You know, sometimes when people hear this is a book on balance, I think they sometimes get the wrong impression and think that I'm just talking about having a really busy life and learning how to juggle things and keep things under control and keep all the plates spinning. But that is not what I'm talking about in this book. I'm actually addressing much weightier issues that are found in Scripture. We are talking about theological issues. We're talking about issues related to worldview. We're talking about issues related to how we see ourselves and other people. We are looking at issues that determine how we think, how we act, and how we live for Christ in a lost world. And these issues really have a profound effect on our daily lives. And in the book, I'm actually addressing women specifically, but the truth is these issues apply to everyone. They apply to both men and women because everyone deals with these issues. And so really, that was what prompted me to write the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you're saying that it's sort of geared towards women, but it really addresses issues that speak to all people, men and women and children as well.
Yes. I mean, it's really universal issues, truly.
Right. Okay, then. Okay, well, we're coming up on a break. And on the other side of the break, as we begin, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for listeners to really have ears to hear that which the Lord would say to them today through the book and through the broadcast as you share. But let me just mention this. After you pray, we would like to try to have you to address a couple specific questions. How common do you think this problem is amongst people? And do you speak often with women who seem to struggle in these areas as well? Father, we thank you again for Pam. Thank you for the book, Keeping Your Balance. And thank you for a tool like this that can help believers to grow in wisdom and in their knowledge of how to be led by the Spirit to know how to walk and live the balanced life that you would have us to live. Help us to be wise enough to be hearers and doers of your word, people that are walking in its wisdom so that we can glorify you like Christ who lived a perfectly balanced life. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Our phone guest today is Pam Hardy. She's the author of the book, Keeping Your Balance, Navigating Wisely Through the Challenges of Life. We'll be right back. music of Adam and Tara Lowry, the song simply entitled Closer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pam Hardy. She's the author of Keeping Your Balance, Navigating Wisely Through the Challenges of Life. And Pam, as we begin this next segment, first I'm going to ask, would you share with our listeners website information if they want to get the book or want to learn more about the book and or your ministry? How can they do that?
Sure. Yes, you can go to keepingyourbalancebook.com. Okay, keepingyourbalancebook.com, and there is information on there that will tell you more about the book, and if you were interested in ordering it, you can also do that through that website. You can also go to Amazon or to a number of internet book sites, and my book is available on there if you just search for it.
Okay, all right. And would you pray for listeners specifically to have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say to them, and anything else on your heart to pray for as well at this time?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Father, I do come right now just praying for everyone that is listening to this radio program. Lord, we desperately need your help in these challenges of life, knowing how to properly apply your wisdom in different situations in our lives, and sometimes it can be very perplexing. And so we come right now just asking for your help. We pray that all of those listening who know Christ will have ears to hear, that they will have open hearts and open minds. And Father, we just pray that you would be our teacher, that you would give us wisdom, that you could give us discernment as we deal with the various challenges in our own lives. I pray that everything we do would be honoring to you. And again, we need your help to do that. So, Father, we love you, and we just pray that you would superintend all that is said on this program today. We love you and praise you. In your precious name, amen.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. Now, how would you say then, how common is the problem of people being imbalanced in our culture and our world?
I think the problem is just really universal. I don't think I've ever met anyone that does not struggle with some of these areas of balance. I talk to so many women as I teach at conferences or retreats, and this is just very evident that we all struggle with these things. The things they open up to me about, I can see, okay, this is an area of balance. They have themselves either gotten out of balance in some area, or there's someone in their life that is out of balance, and it causes problems. It causes issues. Many counseling problems that people come into their pastors about, it is nothing more than it's an issue of getting out of balance. And again, this applies to everyone. Even though the book is really directed at women, everyone deals with this, both men and women, married and single. It doesn't really matter. These are challenges that are universal to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you say that, do you think maybe women, maybe a little bit more than men, struggle with it, or you think it's not really mostly men or mostly women?
No, you know what? I think it's equal. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think there may be particular areas of balance that are more of a challenge. Certain ones, maybe with mothers, things related to their children, that might be more of a challenge than perhaps for some fathers. Mm-hmm. But overall, I would say most of the categories and the areas that I address in the book are pretty equally applicable to everyone, just because we're human beings and we struggle here in life on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you mentioned, for example, you speak in conferences and meetings, I guess, so you often speak before women, and this is a topic that you deal with. Is that what you're saying?
Right, right. Yes, I do speak to women in churches.
Okay.
And I'm very different, you know, ladies Bible studies, ladies conferences. That is my ministry. Mm-hmm. I can. But again, just the book is a little more accessible to both men and women, and I think they could both benefit.
Right. Okay. Well, would you say the book is mainly, you know, when you're looking at an audience of women, for example, mainly aimed at wives and mothers, or single women too? Would you say they too could draw a lot from the book as well?
Yes, absolutely. I do say a few specific things in the book to wives and mothers, just because sometimes they have unique situations. But the vast majority of the book is directed at all women.
Mm-hmm.
Single women who are not married or who do not have children, they have their own set of challenges that they need to deal with. And again, so many of these areas are universally applied, mm-hmm. No matter what our situation.
Okay. So this book could be a good gift for pretty much anybody then.
Well, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, what would you say is the format of this book?
Okay. How I arranged the book was like this. I identified 7 key areas of life, and I know that's not all there are. I'm sure this is not an exhaustive list. I'm sure I could have thought of more, but these are major areas of life. And in these areas, I'm looking at what the Bible says about maintaining a biblical balance in these major categories. And in each area, I'm contrasting 2 teachings from Scripture. And as I said before, it's important that the reader understand that these are both good things. They are both clearly taught, clearly affirmed in the Bible. It's not like one thing is good and one thing is bad. These are good things. But if in some circumstances we go to the extreme on one side or the other, if we begin to emphasize one thing at the expense of the other, this is when problems can develop. Even good things can become idols in our lives, and that is why balance is so important. So in each of these categories, I examine key scripture passages, and I try to paint the picture of the balance that we find in God's Word. Next, in each chapter, I discuss why and how we are tempted to go to the extreme on one side or the other in these areas. And then finally, I list the signs and the symptoms that will begin to show up in our lives when we have gotten out of balance. And these symptoms are very instructive. Mm-hmm. I think I'll probably go back to my nursing background in this. Just as with a physical medical condition, symptoms often reveal what the problem is. They tell us what is going on inside. And so we can actually diagnose the spiritual condition of our hearts just as we can diagnose the condition of our bodies by looking at the symptoms. And so I discuss all those different symptoms of going one way or the other. And then lastly, at the end of each chapter, I give practical suggestions about where the reader can go for help. Obviously, we go to God's Word first. We go to prayer. We can go to trusted friends and family and neighbors who can help counsel us and give us insight about how to change. So mm-hmm. that is the basic format of the book.
Okay. And so the chapters, each chapter deals with one of the 7 areas then?
Yes, each chapter. I have an introduction and then I have a conclusion. And in between, I have 7 chapters that discuss each one of these areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, of these 7 categories, which ones do you think are probably the most common areas of struggle for, especially for Christian women, and then maybe for everyone as a whole?
All right. Yes, let me tell you which I think are the most important. First, I would like to just very briefly list these categories, just so you'll know what they are.
Okay.
The first one I have called family and ministry. And this was actually the first one that I really began to ponder and think about. And I think it was just because of my own situation as being very involved in a church and having 4 children and just beginning to deal with what is the balance in that ministry. The second category that I address, I call self-denial and liberty. And this talks about the balance between many times how we see our Christian life, how we see our Christian state, and also what we do based on that. The Christian life, when we come to Christ, it begins with self-denial. We are to follow Christ and deny self. So it begins with self-denial. But the Bible also teaches us that we have areas of Christian liberty and things that we can enjoy. And that's just God's mercy to us, that we have liberties in life. But there is a balance there. You can go to the extreme on either side. The next area I've called, as I mentioned before, patience and confrontation, that there is a balance between being forgiving, being patient with people, and yet dealing with sin issues when we need to. And so we have to know when that's right to do. The next category I have called temporal and eternal. And temporal obviously relates to this earthly existence. It's all the things that deal with having to live in this world. Eternal is also obvious. Eternal has to do with eternity and our life in Christ, and just more spiritual issues as we look towards eternity. And you can also get out of balance on those. You can be so caught up in the temporal responsibilities and obligations of this world that you forget the eternal. So we have to be careful about that. The next category I talk about is the inner man and the outer man. We are both. You know, the scripture teaches that we have an inner man and we have an outer man, and they give us many scriptures that deal with those. And, you know, we have to keep those in balance. You can be so absorbed with one or the other that you neglect something very important on the other side. So that, too, the temporal and eternal balance can be very tricky sometimes. We can neglect our earthly responsibilities because we're so caught up in thinking about eternal things, and it can be the other direction, too. The next discussion, the next chapter is probably one of my favorites, and this is called Reality and Hope. And I really do think the last two areas that I talk about are probably my favorite, maybe because they hit closest to home with me. But the first one is Reality and Hope. And what do we mean here? Reality has to do with seeing the true situation in life, seeing our situation in life, and being realistic. Hope has to do with having faith, with believing the best about people, with believing that people can change, circumstances can change, and things can get better. And there is definitely a balance there. If you are all about reality with no balancing aspect of hope, that can lead you to despair, to depression, to bitterness about your situation in life. If you're too unbalanced on the hope side, you can refuse to deal with reality, and that's not good either. So that's the balance between reality and hope. And then the last chapter is on, I call it striving and trusting. And this is a huge area because it touches every part of life. It says that we have a responsibility to be involved in our life. We have to make decisions. We have to try and make wise choices. But many times things are out of our control. And at that point, we have to learn to trust God. We have to learn to trust His sovereignty and His wise plan for our life. And so those are, just very, very briefly, the main chapters that I talk about, the main areas. And again, I know there's more, but I felt like this covered some major areas in life.
Okay. Well, we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Pam Hardy, the author of Keeping Your Balance. We'll be right back. music of BB and CC Winans, I Owe You Me. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pam Hardy. She's the author of Keeping Your Balance, Navigating Wisely Through the Challenges of Life. And Pam, as we begin this last segment, I want to ask if you would you pray for families, specifically for dads, for moms, and for children to learn to walk in the kind of wisdom that the Lord is sharing through your book as a family?
Yes, definitely. Father, we do come before you today just interceding for families out there. Lord, I pray for fathers, for mothers, and for their children. Lord, I pray that they would seek you in all things. Lord, I pray especially for the fathers and mothers that they would grow in their knowledge of your word, that they would be faithful to seek you in prayer, that they would constantly be teaching and guiding their children in the ways of the Lord. Lord, it takes great wisdom to be a parent, and sometimes we don't know exactly what the right thing is to do. But Lord, you have so many resources in your word, and I just pray that you would encourage the fathers and mothers out there to approach the Lord regularly and faithfully on behalf of their children. I pray that these children would grow up to love Christ, to be taught in the ways of God. I pray that you would bring great peace and harmony in their homes, and that they would love each other and forgive one another, and that we would see in these families the peace that you desire, the unity that you desire for us to have. And I just pray that you would, again, give them wisdom and discernment as they go through daily life with their families. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pam. Okay, you went through the different the seven categories that the book covers. Was there anything you wanted to add to that before we kind of move in a different direction?
Well, I would like to go ahead and just mention the ones that I think are probably the most common struggles for most people. I do think those last two chapters, the balance between reality and hope and the balance between striving and trusting, are probably the most challenging. And again, I think those are just the nearest and dearest to my heart as I wrote them. And it's because we all have suffering and trials in our lives. And that is where we are tempted to get very discouraged, sometimes when a situation does not change. And we have to learn to trust God and to trust His goodness, to trust His sovereignty in our lives. But it is a challenge. I also think the family and ministry balance can also be quite a challenge, especially for believers that are very actively involved in a church or in ministry, not just pastors' wives. I mean, this is for everyone that is involved in a church. Sometimes it's hard to know exactly what the balance is between ministry to your family and ministry in the church. And I do definitely, especially with moms that have young children and babies, they are your priority. I'm very strong on that, that God has given these children to you, and they must be your priority. He hasn't given them to anybody else. He's given them to you. And there are different seasons of life. There are times when we can be more busy, and there are times when we should be less busy in ministry, just to minister to our families. The last one that I would mention is the balance between self-denial and liberty. I think this one is eminently practical because this deals with just so many things that we do in life, what we choose to do and what we don't, how we live. If you are really heavy on that self-denial side, that you're all about what you deny yourself, and you begin to think you're accumulating your own righteousness before God just in your good works or what you do, we call that legalism, and it's very easy to fall off into a works righteousness mindset where we think it's up to us. And then the flip side of that, the liberty side, as compared to the legalist who has many, many rules that they live by, it's all about the rules. on the flip side, the liberty, there are no rules. These are people that get off balance in terms of their Christian liberty and their freedom in a way that can actually lead them into sin. So you have to be very careful about those balances. And I really think probably those four are the ones that people deal with the most.
Mm-hmm. Struggle with, you mean, the most in their air, in their lives?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, then. Well, before our time ends, I want you to touch on this. You know, like, you have one subtitle under Chapter 1 entitled The One Exception. And, of course, if you'll just elaborate on this, and I think it's such an important point to touch on, that you cannot love God too much. You can't give God too much. And obviously there are ways in which people attempt or approach this in a wrong way, but the fact is we can't do too much in service to the Lord. And so would you expound on what you're speaking of as it relates when you mention the one exception?
Yes. I tell people all through the book, I'm talking about the importance of balance, but I do tell them in the first chapter that there is one area of life where it is perfectly fine to be unbalanced. In fact, we should be unbalanced in this, and that is in our personal love and devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our love for Christ should know no limits and no bounds. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our King. He is our Shepherd. And our problem is not that we love him too much. Our problem is that most of us love him far too little. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I do encourage people to put that first. We must do everything we can to stoke the fires of our love for Christ. We should be in his word. We should study it, listen to it, memorize it. We should be reading good books about him. We should worship him, praise him. We should continually focus on the character and the majesty of our Almighty God. And in this one area, it is perfectly right to be consumed with wanting to know and love God. And yet, in all these other areas, I think the call is for self-control and balance.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, of course, at the beginning of the broadcast, we read about Martha and Mary, and I guess that's an example of what you're speaking of. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's funny that you mention that, because in the last chapter where I talk about striving and trusting, I actually talk about the story about Mary and Martha, because I do believe Martha tends to be the striver. She was all about what she was doing. She was very busy, but she was not communing with the Lord like Mary was. I think Mary was more of a truster, and she was just all about being with Christ and listening to him. And so I think there's an aspect where we should be both Martha and Mary. We should be busy, we should be serving Christ, but we should never, again, get out of balance where we forget the importance of just being with Christ, spending time with him in his word and in prayer. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Mary and Martha are a very good illustration of that.
Okay. Share with our listeners one more time, if they want to get the book or learn more about you and the ministry that you're a part of, how can they do that?
Yes, the website is KeepingYourBalanceBook.com, and you can just go on there. It will tell you about the book, and if you were interested in ordering it, you can actually order it through there. If you wanted to contact me for any reason, you can actually contact me also through the website. If you want to, you can go to Amazon, and there are a number of other internet book sites that are carrying my book. So you could just go to the search line and just type in Keeping Your Balance by Pam Hardy, and that should bring up any number of sites where you could get a little more information.
Okay. Thank you again, Pam. Again, the book is entitled Keeping Your Balance, Navigating Wisely Through the Challenges of Life. Hope that every listener will consider getting the book and drawing on the wisdom and the insight that Pam shares. In these last few moments of our broadcast, before we conclude, one, as usual to all of our listeners, there may be someone listening who's never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you're not sure whether or not you're saved, well, today is a good day to get saved. I'd like to invite you to make that step, if you would, to ask Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. Or if you sense a need to recommit your heart to the Lord, we invite you to pray this prayer with us, if you would. If you want to make that step, just simply pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came to this world, you lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Lord, forgive me for the wrongs I've done. Lord Jesus, right now I ask you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, you said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you. Help me to walk in your wisdom in every area of my life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we invite you to please do get in touch with us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some resources, some materials that can help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Or if you're wanting some of the prayer tools or discipleship tools we provide, again, same email, jparker@afa.net. Pam, would you mention to our listeners one more time again, if they're wanting to get the book or learn more about you and your ministry, tell them how to do that.
Yes. Also, I wanted to say, because so many people have asked me, in the book, I have discussion questions with every chapter, at the end of every chapter.
Okay.
So this is also suited for group Bible studies with ladies.
Okay.
And so that could be helpful. You can check out the book at keepingyourbalancebook.com, or you can go on Amazon or other sites and just type in the name of the book and my name, and it should come up.
All right. Pam, thanks so much for being with us today, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Amen. Again, our guest has been Pam Hardy, the author of Keeping Your Balance. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.